Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week, Steve, we are trailblazers, because while everybody else is doing something spooky and scary for Halloween week, we are not. We are saying nay to that.
Because we've done it for the previous two.
That's right. So, Steve, what is our top five during the spooky Halloween week?
We are counting down our top five sevens. That means groups of seven, the seventh movie of something, seventh in a series. So it was seven in the title. Anything seven related, that is what we are counting down. And it's tough, man.
It is tough.
It's a tough top five.
Something we didn't mention during the podcast, the Magnificent Seven.
Oh, and there's also one more I did not mention, the Seven Samurai, which is supposed to be one of the greatest films of all time, and I've not seen it, so
yeah,
I'm sorry. I missed it.
Well, but regardless,
there's a lot of sevens, but you got to dig for them. You got to dig for the sevens.
That's right.
Listen to our sevens, and then you give us your own sevens. But let's get to that going right now.
Steven, this morning I woke up so congested. You know what the first thing I did was?
Blow your nose.
Are you going to say something else?
Blow yourself?
Yep, that's the doctor's number one recommended treatment.
Man, I got the bit of the snivels. Blah.
I used a neti pot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How did that go for you?
It went all right. I've used the neti pots before.
Okay, so this is not your first rodeo.
This is not my first neti pot. I've netied before.
So don't you like turn your head to the side and like put a little teapot up your nose, essentially?
Put a little teapot short and stout.
That's it.
Up my nostrils. Yeah, man. For those of you who don't know, it's like this little teapot-looking thing with a spout, and you get these like little mixture packets that you mix with just regular water. You fill up the teapot, you put it in one nostril, tilt your head, and it goes all up in your sinuses and clears everything out, and then you repeat with the other side, and it clears everything out.
A, that seems gross.
It is gross.
Does it work?
It works.
Do you stay decongested?
It doesn't cure you, so
right.
It'll build up again, but yeah,
right. I mean, but is it like, it's like when you blow your nose, like, oh, in 3 minutes I have to blow my nose again? Or is it like, oh, I've got an hour or 30 minutes or
It's more like a couple hours, because it clears pretty much everything out.
Yeah, I'm not good at putting liquid into anything but my mouth.
Sure.
I cannot do eye drops. I can't do them.
Sure.
I don't like getting stuff in my ears.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine putting things up my nose into the sinus area is going to be good for me.
Now, how do you feel about enemas?
Oh, all about them.
Pro enema.
Promona.
Nailed it.
Got it. Now I'm thinking about enemas. And
well,
colonics.
It basically is an enema for your nose.
I think that's what they should start calling it, a nasal enema.
That's right. Natinema.
We're on fire.
We are on fire.
So are you feeling better now?
No.
Oh, good.
God, no.
So let that be a lesson to everyone. Neti pods make you feel worse.
That's right. Well, I woke up and I was breathing like that stereotypical nerd kid on the cartoons. Like
Hey Arnold?
Yeah, so I had to get rid of that shit. So yeah, man, that's been my day.
Well, that sucks.
Yes.
Something that's way cooler. I just got myself a brand new phone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good, let me see it.
Oh, baby. Oh, what's that?
Oh, my God. It's hot and sexy.
You're damn right it's sexy. That is the Samsung Galaxy S5.
Great.
It is great. Thank you.
See, phones to me are much like cars. It's like, yeah, it looks nice, but I don't care.
No, it is one of the things I do care about. Like, whenever I am due for my upgrade on my phone, I always want to get essentially the best phone available at that time, because
sure,
you're going to be using this phone for the next 2 years or whatever. So by the time the 2 years is up, then my phone has come back. Like, it's still adequate for whatever, you know, has changed over those couple of years. I feel like if I buy kind of like a lower tier phone right now, it's like in a year, my phone's like, where am I? Like, what's happening?
It's so weird you bring that up, because every 2 years I get to upgrade my neti pot. That's pretty great.
You got to see this neti pot, man.
Yeah, man. It has a calendar. It has a note-taking app.
It's got Bluetooth capability.
It does, man.
One of the cool things on this new phone is it's got a pedometer built into the phone.
What is that?
It basically counts the steps you take in a day.
God, I thought it, like, counted feet on the sidewalk.
No. Because one of the new crazes in the health world as of late, one of those, it's this Nike wristband thing that it's a pedometer. It's what it is, and it counts your steps, and then it can, like, send it to your phone and blah, 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 blah. We have a couple of mutual friends that have lost some weight using their pedometer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got this phone not for that reason, but after I got it, I was like, oh, what is it? And now it... just on my home screen, it tells me how many steps I've taken in a day, and I have, like, a target for the day. And
oh, interesting.
I don't know if I'll continue to use it, but for the first 3 days I've had the phone, I'm like, all right, let's see. So it shows you how many miles you walk in a day and whatever, and you can adjust. And it's got a whole bunch of, like, health stuff. You can put everything you eat in the day and blah, 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 blah. But that's just too much work for me, and I don't really care that much.
Sure.
And I'll be like, I had a beer. Yes. And beer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I didn't want to go iPhone route. I feel like it's not customizable enough for my preferences.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically got this phone for free because, this is the best part. So the reason I got a new phone is because I just cracked the shit out of my screen on my old phone.
Good.
And for the first time ever in my life, and I felt, as soon as I cracked, I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm just a poor person. And I picked this phone up off the ground somewhere, like, look at my phone, guys. Like,
yeah.
I stole this. But so I cracked the shit out of my screen, and Best Buy is doing an offer where it's like, trade in any working phone and you get a $200 gift card. So I was like, well, my phone still works. So I go and I'm like, I'd like to trade this in, please. They're like, fuck you. It's like, damn it. It's like, I really don't want to spend $200 or whatever dollars on a brand new phone right now.
Yeah.
And then I remembered, my wife just upgraded her phone like 4 months ago or something. She got an iPhone and she's like, what should I do with my phone? It's like, I'll keep it. I was going to turn it into, like, I don't know. I was going to look online to try to make it do some cool, like, remote control function or something.
Sure, like a potted plant type.
Yeah. 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 You stick a little dandelion on there. Yeah. And yeah, I was going to grow weeds in the house.
Yeah,
on
great.
Your phone. Cause that's about all I can grow. But then, like, in the middle of the night, I woke up. I was like, oh my God, I still have her phone in my drawer. I opened it up and it turned on. I was like, yes! Yes!
Woo!
Yes, I just turned garbage into $200! So I got my phone for free.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So feeling real good about that.
That's great, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Feeling
cool,
good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have a normal working Android, a normal smartphone. It can download apps. It can do all the things that most smartphones can do.
Mm-hmm.
What can your phone do that mine cannot?
My screen is bigger and my screen is a lot sharper than yours.
Oh, well, what are you compensating for there, Steve?
I also have an enormous camera on this.
Oh yeah.
I believe it's like a 16 megapixel camera or something like that.
Oh.
It is very, very high quality photos. The camera part of it too does a lot of, it's got better, like, low light. The camera all around is just a lot better. I think it's got more internal memory than your phone does. Nice thing about this one, too, you can add, like, an external memory card into it, too. So if you take a lot of photos or download a lot of music or whatever, you can add more room for that. It's got interchangeable batteries in it. excuse me. There's no app that it cannot run or like, make it look good. And the good thing about this is that it is by Samsung. It's supported by them. Like, it is their flagship phone. So, like, there's no shortage of cases or chargers or this or, like, it's great.
All right, fine. Your phone dick is way bigger than mine.
It's just a good phone, man. It's just a good phone. And I like to have a good phone.
Okay.
Like, electronics are one thing I do not skimp on in my life.
Sure.
Like, I do not want my stuff breaking down. Like, we have a friend who has like a 40-inch TV or whatever, and it's cheapy. And when you listen, like, when you turn something up loud, the speakers sound like they're made out of, like, gum wrappers. Like, they're like, oh my God, I can't hear anything.
Uh-huh. I'm
like, well, that's why you spent $100 on your TV, is because you can't listen to anything that they say. That's why it's cheap.
Yeah.
So I just prefer, if I don't have a lot of fancy clothes, I don't drive a fancy car.
Sure.
But I like a good TV, I like good speakers, I like a good phone. I like those things.
Sure. As long as my electronics work and work well enough. Like, I'm not an what's the word I'm looking for? Like, audiophile.
Audiophile, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not an audiophile. If I can hear it and there's no gum wrappers in my speakers,
yeah,
I'm happy.
Yeah, I like things that can grow over time and I don't get like shoehorned
like
in.
Like potted plant.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't like those entertainer, the like the audio home theater, that's what I'm trying to think. Mm. Home theater setups that are like CD, DVD player and receiver all in one with, you know, little speakers. You like, problem with those is that you can never expand those things and like change things out. So same thing with my phone. I like to be able to adapt it, have new things happen. I like to make sure my TV has all of the plugins that I'm ever going to need.
Got it.
So I can use those things. Like, 'cause then like all of a sudden you buy PS4 and the only thing it can use is an HDMI cable and your TV doesn't have an HDMI cable. Like, well, shit, now I have to buy some HDMI to RCA adapter cable and now it looks like crap and now why did I even buy PS4?
And that was 5 and Out's Tech Corner.
Well, it's what we talked about a few weeks ago, that when I was a kid I was so excited to play a computer game. It's like, yes, oh, I looked at it at Best Buy for months, and I finally got it and brought it home, and my computer wasn't good enough to run it. And it was such a kick in the dick.
Yeah.
So, like, I think I decided as a youth, I'm like, you know what? If I'm ever in a way to make that not happen to me again, I'm going to do that. So,
sure. Something I forgot to mention, shooting back to that conversation, is, like, I'm hitting the opposite end of that problem now, because I have a lot of older games that I like to play, like the Full Throttle, which is a point and click adventure game, like the first few King's Quests.
Yeah.
But my computers are just too good to play them now.
Sure.
I need to like go get Steam and download them from there or something like that. It's like,
sure.
No, I have them. They're there. I'm holding them right here. So
yeah,
I can't play them.
But well, what are you holding them on? A floppy disk?
8 3.5-inch floppy disks.
I've got a zip disk here.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Honestly,
and I have
dude,
the Sawyer Brown Greatest Hits on audio cassette, and I can't play it anywhere.
Dude, you have got to just download it on your phone. It'll probably run better.
Well, maybe you could download it on your phone.
I'm sure I can. Did I tell you about? No, I did not tell you this. So I just watched a terrible movie this last week.
Okay.
My wife put on this. She's like, I just want something on in the background. She's like, I don't really want to pay attention to it. I just want something on. The problem is when she does that, that's exactly what she does.
Mm-hmm.
She works on her computer. She does whatever. And she just has it on for noise. I sit there and I watch the whole goddamn thing because I am almost incapable of having a movie on and not paying attention to it.
Sure.
Even if I don't want to, I am paying attention to that movie.
Sure.
Because to me, watching a movie is always a thing.
Uh-huh.
So she put on, I think it is called Cuban Fury, I think.
Oh, I don't know. Never heard of it.
Nick Frost.
Okay.
Simon Pegg's better half. It's like one of his first solo movies. He basically, he plays like a salsa dancer and he tries to win the heart of Rashida Jones. Basically, it's awful. It is awful. But there's one part. Basically, his plan is he used to be like a childhood champion salsa dancer and he gave it up because he got bullied once. And he's like, oh, I never want to dance salsa again. His new boss is Rashida Jones. He's like, oh my God, she's so super duper hot. Then he finds out she likes salsa dancing. So he's like, yeah, time to dust off the old shoes and win her heart. So there is a scene. Rashida Jones is driving in her brand new Toyota Prius. Brand new hybrid car. She is listening to a salsa cassette tape. And not only is she listening to it, she like it gets like scrambled or whatever, and she goes to eject it, and she pulls it out, and like all the tape is coming out. And she's like, "Oh, it's tape spaghetti," and she's like doing the whole hand thing with it, and she hits Nick Frost with her car while he's on his bike. I was like, "Is this movie from 1989?" I thought that bit has like the new bit is she's playing on her cell phone or something, and she hits him like whoopsies with a fucking cassette. Please. Please find me a Toyota Prius with a fucking cassette player in it. No way. There's no way.
Yeah.
It does not exist.
No, definitely not.
If anybody out there drives a Prius with a cassette player, please send me a picture.
Hey, maybe it was custom made.
It must have been. Or maybe they blew part of their budget for CGI-ing a fucking cassette player into the dashboard of this Prius.
We have an extra $5,000 in special effects budget. Well, let's put in an audio tape then.
Oh my God, dude. Awful. And then he makes her a mixtape.
Yeah.
A literal mixtape.
Oh, no.
Cassette tape.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
See, that sucks, because I like Nick Frost, and Rashida Jones has just shown up in the office, and I like her a lot.
Oh, and she's very adorable in Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great, yeah. And she's super cute, and it's just a bad movie.
Two great tastes that taste like shit.
Yeah, that once together, yucky city.
Well, that I watched a couple movies this last week.
Yeah, what you watching?
I watched the feel-good movie of last year, 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Man, laugh a minute.
Wow.
Wowzers.
He goes, Blazing Saddles, Airplane, 12 Years a Slave.
That's right. Dude, what can I say that hasn't already been said? It's a really freaking good movie.
Okay.
Chiwetel Ejiofor knocks out of the park. The final scene had me in tears. Like, it's just, it's a great, Michael Fassbender, oh my, you despise this guy, but he does so well in that role.
So do you think it was worthy of the Best Picture win?
I didn't see a lot of other movies from the last year, so, I mean, it's the best movie from that year that I've seen.
Okay.
But, so, yeah, I guess in that regard, sure.
And it's one of those movies that I want to watch,
mm-hmm.
and I know I will watch. I just can't, I've never been in the mood to watch 12 Years a Slave, you know?
Oh my God, have I seen a movie that you haven't seen?
Yeah, you have.
This is like seeing a unicorn.
Or are we in North Korea?
Yeah. By the way, I feel like my voice is coming out sounding a little sarcastic. That's because I'm a little sick.
Because I don't have my neti pot in.
I don't have my little neti pot. So, but yeah, man, I really recommend it.
I have the movie at home.
Yeah.
I just purposely have not watched it.
Sure. I'll say this. It's the best movie that I will never see again.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
In that Schindler's List category, right?
That
sort of thing. Yeah.
But I also watched another movie with you and Holly. Called The Conjuring.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Now, Wes, for the last almost year or so, I've been real high on The Conjuring. It was just on my top five last week,
mm-hmm.
Or the week previous. Yeah, it was last week. And so I've been talking it up quite a bit. What do you think?
I really freaking liked it.
Yes.
See, I didn't know what it was about at all.
Yeah, I think it's better that way.
Yeah, yeah. I knew it was a scary movie about some kind of ghost thing, and at the very foundation, yes, it's a movie about a ghosty thing.
Yep, that's actually the subtitle.
Yeah.
The Conjuring, some kind of movie about a ghosty thing, coming this summer.
You'll be scared, probably. I don't know.
It's just kind of ghosty.
Yeah, so I watched it, and scared a whole lot. It's a great movie, whole lot of scary parts, and this is the best thing I can say about it. So my girlfriend and I, Stephen Holly's house is about a 20-25 minute walk away from mine, so we walked there, and when we were walking back after watching the movie at your place, we didn't say a goddamn word to each other. We were just thinking about that movie, because there's some quotes at the end that really makes you think. I'm not going to spoil anything, of course, but yeah, we were just walking in silence with just looking everywhere to make sure no ghosty things were going to pop out.
Gotta watch those ghosty things.
Oh, yeah.
So I've seen the movie before. So it was Wes and his girlfriend, my wife, myself, and my brother-in-law. There were five of us watching the movie together at my house, and my dog, my most lovable Luna Pooch, she was there, and I was sitting on the floor with her. And towards the end of the, you know, as a good horror movie does, it gets everyone's, you know, stress levels rising a little bit. You know, you're on the edge of your seat a little bit, you know, tensing up. And my dog didn't understand why everybody was just getting really tense. And she thought, like, everybody was fighting. So she's like, she crawled up on top of my wife. It was in her lap. She's like, please, don't be mad. And she started shedding everywhere because she thought everyone was mad, or so I was like, oh, poor puppies.
You know what? I don't think that's it. I think she was just watching the movie with
us. That could be it too.
Yeah.
And then at one point, so like I said, I've seen the movie before, and I know where most of the scary part, there's, of course, as in all horror movies, there's usually like one or two jumpy parts,
Steve,
or whatever.
Steve, the ghosty things.
The ghosty things.
Yes.
The jumpy ghost-a-roos.
The ghost of doodle doos.
that's them. I went to go grab my dog right next to me because she was like chewing on her bone. It was loud. And I went, and one of the scary doodle-doos happened.
Yeah.
And I went, ah! And, like, my hands went up like I was a cartoon woman. I was like, oh! And my brother-in-law looks at my wife, and he's like, he kind of gives this smile, like, pussy. But I was just going to reach for my dog, and then I jumped, and it made it look 15 times worse than it actually was.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. After watching 12 Years a Slave, I need stuff like that to make me happy again.
That's quite a duo.
Yeah.
Conjuring and 12 Years a Slave.
And let me say, after we watched 12 Years a Slave, my girlfriend and I did not look at each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of, what is it, scare-a-doodle-doos? Is that what?
Ghost-a-doodle-doos.
Ghost-a-doodle-doos.
Scare-a-doodle-doos.
That's it.
Scare-a-diddlies.
One more thing before we proceed.
Okay.
Because this is very... I know my list of pet peeves is long. Very long.
We still haven't reached the end of it.
Oh, God, no. We're just cracking the surface.
I've known you for 10 years.
But, as you know, one of the things very high on my list is not getting goddamn courtesy waves when I'm driving my car.
Sure.
And I'm on a streak, man. People not giving me the courtesy I feel I deserve. And I'll tell you what that means for the rest of these drivers around here. There ain't going to be no more courtesy. I'll tell you that right now.
No courtesy and no mercy.
No, mm-mm. How hard is it? Just do the little wave.
Or just lift a finger.
Just, hey, just give me the...
Yeah.
Preferably not the middle, because that's just a different can of worms.
Yeah, you'll chase them down.
I just need a little, hey, thanks. And everyone goes on with their day.
Yeah.
It's all I need.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I let you in this lane. You would be stuck God knows where if it weren't for me. And you can't even just say a little thanks a doodle.
Man, you are very close to turning into a scare-a-doodle-doo.
I'm there, man. I am on the precipice of becoming a scare-a-doodle-dude. I think it's a crappy children's movie.
Scare-a-doodle-dude?
That's it, yeah.
A scare-a-doobie-doo?
I think it was about a chicken with, like, Elvis hair. That is a movie. Isn't it Rock-a-doodle-doo or something?
Hold on. I think it's something like that.
I think Rock-a-doodle-doo is a movie about a chicken wearing Elvis hair.
Oh, my God, Steve. I feel like I'm having repressed memories.
Because Rock-a-doodle-doo is something awful happened to you while you were watching Rock-a-doodle-doo.
Exactly.
Must block chicken in Elvis wig.
Are you looking it up right now?
I am. I see Rock-a-doodle.
Good.
Rock-a-doodle!
Rock-a-doodle, was it really?
It is. It's not Rock-a-doodle-doo. It's Rock-a-doodle.
Well,
1992. Currently sitting at a 25% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Great.
All right.
Yeah, buddy.
Rock-a-doodle.
Next Netflix reviews, which, by the way, we should really get back to doing those Netflix reviews.
You know what? I think we've now had the necessary time elapse.
Yeah.
Because we had just built up the queue of awfulness.
But I really like how we picked our first good movie since maybe our fifth Netflix review. I picked Robot and Frank, and then we just stopped doing that.
I can't. Like, it was almost like the dam had broken at that point. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, something good? I can't.
It's probably going to suck.
No, I can't do it.
I can't be hurt again.
So man, if you happen to be driving, and I happen to be letting you in, God damn it. You just give me just the littlest of a wave. That's all I need. I just need right now. I'm like a junkie. I need a hit. Just give me a little wave. Just a little wave.
Give me a nod.
That's what I need.
A tip of the hat.
If you feel differently, I don't want to hear from you because you're wrong. Courtesy waves are what makes this world go. But speaking of hearing from people, last week we did our top five...
Halloween musts.
Things to set the mood, get you in the right frame of mind for the Halloween holiday.
And Steve, here, courtesy wave.
Yep. Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, kind sir. I feel like singing.
Yeah, we got a few emails in. I'm going to pick one at random here. Good friend Brian Kersey, he writes in his top five Halloween musts. His number five is Dead Space 2.
No!
Yes! His number four is The Shining, or The Shining.
Man, what a creepy-ass movie.
Oh, yeah. His number three, Shaun of the Dead.
Yes.
Good one.
How did I not put that on my list?
I know. Yeah, Tucker and Dale versus Evil. So
that's
true.
That
slot.
Yeah, but Shaun of the Dead is so good.
His number two is the Doctor Who episode Blink, which I've heard if you're going to see an episode of Doctor Who, that's the episode to watch.
Okay. Okay. I'll take y'all's word for it.
And his number one is Cabin in the Woods. Yeah.
You know what? I feel like I might have to go back to Cabin in the Woods.
I think you do, man.
I feel like I'm the only person who doesn't love that movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay.
You are the only person in the world.
Well, it's good to finally know I'm alone. I've felt this way for so long. But now to actually know it, it's kind of comforting.
Well, do you want to give a brief explanation on why you didn't love it when you first saw it?
I guess I didn't know what I was watching the first time I saw it, what I was getting into. I'll just watch it again.
Yeah, yeah. Now that you know kind of what it is, and it's been a while, so you've probably forgotten a lot of the particulars in it.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, I recommend it because it's really freaking good. And it's all not right. Just because I love Joss Whedon. But yeah, thank you guys so much for writing in. We always love hearing from you. But Steve, we should head into our top five for the week.
This is a tough top five.
It is a tough top.
It is tough. We're doing our top five sevens.
Yes.
So that is groups of sevens. The seventh something. Something with seven in the title. Anything seven related is because we've done our top five fives before, so I thought we'd skip ahead and do sevens.
That's right, because you never know what we're going
to
do.
You know, it's crazy when you start trying to think of sevens. Mm-hmm. Look, what about these? Nope, that's a six. That's an eight.
Yeah, sucks, man.
That's an 11. At one point, I felt like a complete idiot. I was like, how many people are in Ocean's 11 again? Because I have not watched Ocean's 11 in God knows how many years. I was like, oh, that's right. 11. Because they're Danny Ocean's 11. That's why it's called Ocean's 11. You idiot.
Steve, I'm going to call it right now. I think we have the same number one.
I don't think we do.
Oh, really?
I'm guessing because you said that. I'm guessing your number one is my number two.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, let's get into our top five. I think I started last week, so
sure.
Go ahead and start.
I will start. This one is almost cheating, but it isn't, because I say it isn't.
Okay.
My number five, I almost said my number seven. My number five is the song Threes and Sevens by Queens of the Stone Age.
Okay.
The reason this is not cheating, and the reason it is on my list, is because this is a song in Guitar Hero. And I didn't know this song until... Actually, I had this album, and I didn't know this song until I played it on Guitar Hero. And I was like, oh my god, this song is fucking awesome!
Yeah!
And I love playing it. The only and part of the reason it's on my list is, like, a couple years ago, went over to a friend's house around, like, Christmas time, and she had Guitar Hero on the Wii or something like that. We had four or five people like, hey, you guys want to play Guitar Hero? I was like, yeah! And someone plays, I don't know, whatever, like Bon Jovi for the first one. Fun song, everyone knows it, whatever. And I was like, yeah! Let's play Threes and Sevens, Queens of the Stone Age! And they're like, okay. And it's got this really weird, like, time signature to it. And so it's not just this, like, one, two, three, four, one, two, three. It's like, one, two, three, one, 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 two, three, one. Like, it's just weird. So I'm the only one that knows this. So I'm, like, shredding on this guitar. Like, the guy playing the drums, like, what? What is I don't... Why?
He just sets firing on all cylinders.
And I think the girl tried to sing it. And it's if you don't know the song, there's no way you're singing this song. So we got about 25 seconds into the song and everyone failed. I was like, wow, I'm that dude. Mm-hmm. I'm that dude right now.
Steve Pop Quiz, true or false? I actually know this song.
False.
That is extra. That is very correct.
It is extra false.
That is extra false.
So pseudo cheating because we don't do music in our in the podcast, but the reason I know this song is because of Guitar Hero / Rock Band.
You successfully found a loophole, Steve.
I sure did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, my number five, and it's only number five because we've mentioned it so many times in previous podcasts, it's the seven seasons of The Shield.
Yes.
Yes.
We have talked very much about it.
That's right. And every season is just great. I can't think of a season that is bad or that is really just a heck of a lot worse than any other one.
No. Yeah. Very pretty consistent all the way through.
Definitely. And so it's a really good show. If you like gritty cop dramas and you haven't seen The Shield, check it out because it's really worth your time.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Okay. That's my number five.
All right. My number four, I keep wanting to say seven, my number four is the seventh movie in a series.
Interesting.
Yes. And it happens to be Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part Uno.
But isn't that the one where they're just in the forest for the whole thing?
I watched all the Harry Potter movies basically in a weekend, minus the Deathly Hallows Part 2, because I wanted to see that. It was the week before that was released in the theater. And I had never read any Harry Potter, never seen any of the movies, but I wanted to be part of like the close of Harry Potter. So I watched all of them in a weekend. And so my view of the Harry Potter movies are a bit skewed because they're so condensed. But after watching, you know, Chamber of Secrets, little baby Potter, and you know, no acting, no, you know, it's a little kid, whatever. By the time I got to Deathly Hallows, but it had this real sinister, dark, foreboding feeling to it that's had all these great moments getting you there. I like Deathly Hallows Part 2 more because obviously it's the culmination of everything.
Sure.
And as we mentioned before, if it's the last of something, it benefits from all the other movies building up to it. But
yeah.
But that's what Deathly Hallows 1 was for me. It finally got to this point where like the more adult Harry Potter, and I was like, oh yeah, like shit is going down.
Yeah.
And it is. I liked that Harry and Hermione, and they're kind of on the run. They're on the lam, and I thought it was a really great movie. It just felt so much more adult, I suppose. And then I would have made it Deathly Hallows Part 2, but that's the eighth movie. So
sure. But true or false, Steve, I've seen Deathly Hallows, both of them.
True.
False.
What?
Yeah, I haven't.
What the fuck?
I've seen the first six, and I don't know, man. I'm one of those people who read the books.
So?
And I just didn't really like the movies all that much.
So you're going to watch six? You, the completionist, are going to watch six of the eight movies?
Yeah.
And not watch the final two?
Well, I'm not going to go out of my way to see them, but if they ever show up on Netflix or if... Do you have the Deathly Hallows Parts 1 and 2?
I have one of them. Someone got me one for Christmas.
Well, if anybody out there wants to send me Parts 1 and 2...
How do you not? How do you not?
Because I know how it ends, and I don't know. I just never really dug the movies that much.
Ah, no.
I'm sorry.
Of course, I come from not reading the books, but regardless, you're the man who sits through however many fucking seasons of Charmed because you're like, I have to watch them. And you won't watch the last two Harry Potter movies?
It's not that I won't. It's just that I haven't really had the chance.
That you make your own opportunities in life, Wes. You make your own chances.
I've kind of stumbled into watching the first six.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yes.
You could just as easily stumble into those final two as you would starting a new series. Oh, I'm going to start watching this. Oh, I've watched some more Charmed. I'm watching Buffy for the 58th time.
I'm saying, like, the only reasons why I watched those first six is because, like, my roommates were watching them or my girlfriend wanted to watch them or something. But, like, I never went out of my way to go see them. They just happened around me.
Well, make sure they happen around you soon.
All right.
Or you are getting no courtesy waves.
Oh, no courtesy waves?
Yeah.
No. All right. Well, that was your number four.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my number four is, let me just name them off for you. Jeff and Britta, Troy and Abed, Shirley, Annie, and Pierce. The Greendale 7, baby. What's up?
I don't know what's up.
Community, you need to see it.
Yes, I know it's
God
Community.
God damn it. You have all the seasons. I've loaned you all the seasons.
Well, maybe when you watch the goddamn Harry Potter movies.
What? You can't use something that we just brought up when I loaned you those seasons months ago.
Yeah, but I've never... There's no... You know, it's not like, oh, I watched, you know, the first two seasons of Community and then I just gave up on it. It's like, no. I've been watching other things, and I told you when I get there, I get there.
The only way you could compare this is if you had given me the last two Harry Potter movies months ago.
No.
And I hadn't watched them yet. Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's not like Harry Potter is some sort of obscure thing. Like, no one has it. There's no way to get it.
What? I don't even. I feel like we're a couple arguing, and we have no idea what we're arguing about.
I just want to be mad at you.
I just want to be mad.
Harry Potter is like all being. It's everywhere.
Yes, and I've read the books.
Right. So, and you've watched 6 of the 8 movie. I just that drives me crazy, and it should so drive you crazy.
Maybe
that's why I'm mad. Is because you're not mad.
My God.
You're the dude that searches every single room in a 120-hour RPG game and makes it 300 hours, and yet you won't watch the rising culmination of the Harry Potter films.
Steve, loan me those 2 movies, and I will watch them.
I don't have them to loan!
Well, then whose problem is that?
Yours!
I don't think it's a problem.
Well, that's because you're a dumb man.
You clearly have a problem, and you're putting it on me.
No, I clearly have a problem, and it is you. You horse's ass.
So yeah, the Greendale 7, they're hilarious, they're awesome, and I can't wait for the 6th season to premiere this spring. Can't wait. Dan Harmon's back on Yahoo Scream, baby. Woo! Greendale 7, my number 4.
You are the worst at explaining why you like shit.
Well, how many times have I explained why I like Community? How many times?
Every single time is the same. It's funny. It's great. Woo!
Well, yeah. It's funny. No, I've gone in depth before. They make nerdy things cool. It's not like the Big Bang Theory where they sit and they laugh at the nerds.
Yeah.
They make nerdy things cool. I've explained it all before.
By the way, how pop quiz, do you know how many seasons 2.5 Men has been on?
11?
I think it's 12. Maybe this is the 12th?
Yeah.
I just saw that today. Are you? Sorry, I know you just said Big Bang Theory, and I always lump that in with because it's network television that I don't watch. 12 years?
You know what it is, man? I think it's just the older generation that just like, you know what? I'm going to sit down and watch 2.5 Men.
God.
I know.
Where? What world?
What a world. What a world.
What a world. Fine, Community. Should have known.
Of course.
Always on your list.
Always.
Fine.
All right. That's my number 4.
All right. My number three. Matt, just thought of this one as I was pulling up to your house.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm going to do the same thing you did. I am going to count down, read off a couple of names to you here real quick. Let's go from least known to most known. How about Martha Plimpton, Carrie Green, Jeff Cohen, a.k.a. Chunk, Josh Brolin, Kei Kong Kwan, Corey Feldman, Sean Astin, give me the Goonies! There's 7 of them. Mikey Mouth, Data, Brad, Chunk, Andy, and Steph. Those are your 7 Goonies. Suck it.
Why are our lists always competing? Why? Well,
they're not competing. Mine are always better. There's no competition.
You are the worst.
No, I'm the best. That's why mine are better.
You are just the worst. You have made me mad at you for being mad at me.
The Goonies is one of the best movies ever. That's just how it is. And unfortunately, it's one of those best movies ever. For specific people.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a pretty good chance later when I make my children watch The Goonies, it might not resonate. It very well could. It's so good that it may, and like it deals with themes that are kind of timeless of, you know, pirates, A, big scary dudes, B, and little Asian kids with tons of cool gadgets. Timeless.
Timeless.
But obviously searching for adventure and love and relationships and brotherhood and all of these things. But
yeah, lame stuff.
Whatever. But most importantly, Truffle Shuffle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is timeless.
So I don't know if it'll hold up. I hope it does. Mm-hmm. But I do know for our generation, it is a cornerstone.
Steve, true or false? I have seen The Goonies.
True.
Okay. Of course it's true.
I know that much about you.
Yeah.
Because honestly, this would be the podcast would have a very abrupt end. If it would, like, true or false? I've seen The Goonies. True. Actually, cut.
I have a feeling you wouldn't even say anything. You'd just set the mic down and just walk out the door.
I would, and I would come back in about half an hour with a copy of The Goonies, and we'd sit here and we'd watch it.
Okay.
And that's what would happen. But we don't have to do that.
Man, I should have said false then.
Yeah.
God should've. Damn, the road not taken.
The Goonies, one of my favorite movies, ever, childhood movies ever. And it's been a while since I've watched The Goonies, and I'm trying to exercise caution with it because I'm hoping that it isn't one of those movies we've talked about where once you watch it later, like, oh, ha, no, shouldn't watch that one again.
Steve, I have some bad news for you.
No.
I've watched it around the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Which I brought up before. And I can recognize that a lot of the love I have for it is just the nostalgia that I feel when I watch it.
It's really hard to force nostalgia on other people if they don't share it.
Exactly.
Very, very difficult.
It's one of the things you can't really share.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe that's important in a relationship, is to find someone you can have nostalgia with.
Ooh.
Nostalgic feelings.
How do you get someone's nostalgia all over you?
Well, let's turn down these lights and...
Oh, by the way...
Let's find out.
For people at home, for some reason, my living room lights in 5 and Out Studios here, they are, like, what, 25% as bright as what they normally are?
Yeah, this is sexy mood lighting right now.
That's what I wanted. I want to get some sexy Halloween hijinks happening.
Well, my number one is these 7 inches waiting for you.
Steve, every time we fight, we just have sex.
That's why I fight with you so much.
Oh, my God.
So my number three is The Goonies.
All right. Well, my number three, it's kind of out of left field. I don't think I've ever really talked about it that much. But it's the cast of this season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Are there 7 of them?
7 people in the main cast.
Okay.
And this year's, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., since Captain America, the Winter Soldier, has been great. I'm sure you've heard nothing but complaints about the beginning of the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
To be honest, I've heard nothing about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the first episode is fun, but then it slows down. There's a lot of weird pacing, and it's kind of boring in parts. I will hold by that it's a fun show. But there were, at the time, there were so many better things to watch. However, if you stick with it, which, to be honest, you could probably just start watching it the last half of season one. You could probably just cut out that first half completely and just start with, like, I think there's a Lady Sif episode during the last half.
Lady Sif?
From the Thor movies.
Oh, okay.
Lady Sif guest stars in one of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episodes. You could probably just start with that and then go to the end of season one. And then... Yeah, because at that point, they had figured out a lot of what was wrong with it. They figured out, like, a lot of the problems of the first half of the season, and, like, the pacing was a lot better. You do have to sit through some more standalone episodes, but they're a lot more fun. And then once Captain America, the Winter Soldier happens, like, shit starts getting real interesting and real dramatic, and a lot of twists come your way, which you don't really see coming. And Bill Paxton guest stars for a lot of the last half of season one.
I like Bill Paxton.
Yeah. But this season, season two, I've seen the first 4 episodes strong. Way more strong than the first half of
stronger
season one.
Stronger is the word.
I like more strong. Way stronger than most of season one. And I'm really liking it, and I look forward to seeing it each week.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
How about that for explaining why I like something, Steve? Suck it!
That's much better.
Thank you.
It's much better. It's about superheroes, and it's good, and I like it. My number two, Cats Out of the Bag, is 7.
Yeah, that's my number one.
Yes.
Yep.
Because we recently watched this.
We did?
I thought Jill came over. I thought you... No, we didn't.
We watched it separately. Watched it, and then I think it was around the time you watched
it. Yes. So we watched it... At the same time, but not together, because we can't bear to be together for more than one movie a year.
That's right.
But I used to love this movie, like, in high school time. Like, when this and Fight Club came out, to me, it was like Brad Pitt at the height of his powers, I thought. And great movie. I loved it. And I love Kevin Spacey in the movie. It's a great movie. And then I hadn't watched it for a long time. And then we rewatched it earlier this year. It's like, wow, this movie is really, really good. I think now that I've had a bit more time to mature and watch more films, and I think the pacing of the movie is great, that you don't see John Doe's face, you know, you see him at all for 75% of the movie. Mm-hmm. I then later found out that Kevin Spacey didn't want his name in any of the advertisements because he didn't want anyone watching the film to be waiting to see Kevin Spacey in the movie.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Yeah, and the fact that it's basically always raining in the movie until they get John Doe, and then once he is captured, then sunlight appears. Interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of very interesting things going on, and obviously memorable, horrific things.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, it's almost in a way, like, there's some of the things that Saw wanted to, like, stole from here, but, like, yeah, cool, gross killings, awesome story.
yeah.
Not really needing that. But Seven is a great thrill, like a horror. It's a thriller with some. It's like a graphic thriller, I guess, is what I would.
Yeah.
Categorize it as. But one of my favorite Brad Pitt movies for sure, and Brad Pitt is actually one of my favorite actors.
Sure. And it takes one of those old tired stories, like, you know, the. I'm trying to stay away from the phrase buddy cops, but like you have the old grizzled detective and you have the new guy coming up, and they get paired together for this really big case. It's like, oh yeah, it's a really big serial killer that is terrorizing the town. It's like, but they have a really nice hook with the seven deadly sins.
Yeah, that's
emphasis on the deadly.
Yeah. And I think they do a great job too of, there's almost no point in that movie that they become friends. At one point, they just kind of tolerate one another. They never really like each other.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's definitely not a buddy. It's not like Lethal Weapon and Seven. Beverly Hills Cop and Seven. Yeah, not necessarily that.
Hot Fuzz and Seven.
Man, it is dark and good. It's a good.
It's real.
You know what? Maybe it should have been on my Halloween prep list as well, because it's not a horror movie.
Yeah,
but it definitely puts me in that like I'm uneasy. It
definitely leaves you with a sense of dread.
Yeah, but that movie, when that movie is over, my sense of dread is over as well. It's a contained. Unlike the
must be nice.
Unlike The Conjuring, where that stays with me the next day, the next couple of days, Seven is a contained thing on its own.
Mm-hmm.
But that is my number two is the movie Seven.
All right, so my number two, I'm going to try and name off the characters. I'll hopefully be able to. Crane, Mantis, Monkey, Viper, Tigress, Poe, Master Shifu. What's up? Kung Fu Panda.
That is unexpected and very good.
Oh, yes. Kung Fu Panda. It's up there on one of my favorite movies. I don't know if it quite cracks the top 10 list, but I love animated films, and I love Kung Fu films. Put them together. What have you got? A movie made for Wes.
With a sprinkle of Panda.
That's right. You get in there, lovable characters, a great... hero's journey, if you will.
Yeah.
It's great all around. Love the story. Love the characters. Love the action. The fucking choreography in this movie is amazing in parts.
And the voice acting in it is very good as well.
Sure.
Dustin Hoffman, Angelina Jolie, obviously Jack Black.
Yeah.
I think Jack Black was the perfect voice actor for a big, clumsy panda wanting to learn kung fu.
Well, it's because he is a big, clumsy panda.
Yeah.
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 And I love Dustin Hoffman as Master Shifu.
He's
like,
great.
He brings a lot to that voice.
Absolutely does.
I can't imagine. I don't know. When I think of voice acting, I just imagine like you're in that studio. You're just in that soundproof room by yourself, and you have to emote without anybody there with you. So it's amazing like what you can do, what Dustin Hoffman does with it. And like, I just really love that movie.
Kung Fu Panda is definitely, I think because it's not a Pixar movie, it gets overlooked. Because many people think of CGI animated films. Like, oh, yeah, Pixar movies.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are great. And by the way, I was like, yeah, I'm going to put the seventh Pixar movie on my list. Nope. It's Cars. You looked it up too?
No, I didn't, but that's the only one I just didn't like.
Yeah, it's the only one. I was like, damn it. I would have taken any other Pixar movie on my list except Cars. But because Kung Fu Panda is not Pixar, I think it kind of gets overlooked a little bit. I think it's Pixar and Shrek. Mm-hmm. That's what people think of. And Kung Fu Panda, it should be right up there, man.
It should be, man.
It's great.
It's really cool. I need to rewatch the sequel because I think I watched it hungover one day. Didn't really like it. But when you're hungover, you can't really tell.
I think that's exactly what they wrote Kung Fu Panda 2 for, right? Yeah. No. We're not writing this for kids. We're looking for 20-somethings hungover as shit.
See, I need to rewatch that. And don't forget How to Train Your Dragon. Not on my list because I can't think of
very good movie,
but super good.
I want to see the second one.
I do too.
I have not watched it yet, and
I've heard good things.
The dragon's name is Hiccup. Is that right?
No, the main guy's name is Hiccup. The dragon's name is Toothless.
Toothless. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. I think I was trying to think of that a couple months ago, and I was like, "What's the dragon's name? Clancy." I thought of like the worst dragon names I could ever think of. I was like, Ulysses.
Trevor.
No, bungalow.
What?
No.
Juniper berries.
That's clearly not bungalow the dragon.
Got it. Socrates.
That's Socrates. Yeah, those are some good movies, man.
It's not bungalow, it's bunghole. That's
what it is. That's bunghole the dragon. Breathing fire.
But yeah, the main
movie is very funny.
The main cast of Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
That's very good.
That's my number two.
You know what, Wes? I will definitely ride you when I don't agree with your list, but god damn it, I will give you praise when you surprise me with good ones.
That's all I live for, Steve.
This moment right now.
That's right.
Little metaphorical pat on the back.
That's right, because you won't ever touch me.
God, no.
No.
You're the grossest. There is absolutely no doubt what my number one is, and I've talked about it before, but it's one of my favorite video games of all time, as is many people's favorite video games of all time, and it's Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, duh.
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 Final Fantasy VII, one of the first times playing, actually one of my first times playing an RPG and experiencing kind of growing with a character through this really long story and getting new skills, and I was like, this is awesome. They should do this a lot. Oh, this is the seventh game. Oh, so they've been doing this for a while. Good. Good for them. And it was the first time, I think it was the first time I ever pre-ordered a game. Because this was in the day before the internets. Before it was really popular on the internet. Where, you know, you get your video game magazine and you look through the screenshots of stuff. And I think it was Game Informer or whatever it was at the time. You know, did like a 10-page spread on Final Fantasy VII coming out. I was like, oh my god, these graphics. I was like, and this, and oh, this guy has a gun for an arm. And because it was the first time it didn't feel real magic-y and like Knights and Dragons to me. It felt kind of more modern. So I pre-ordered it for my PlayStation 1. I went the night before and stood in line with my mom. And it is awesome. And the game still holds up. The graphics, necessarily, like the actual characters on the screen do not in the map, but like the maps are all these pre-rendered beautiful artwork, and it's great, great, great game. And honestly, the game for sure, if they do an HD remaster of it, whatever, pre-ordered, done, cannot wait. And I don't know why they've waited so long to do it. I cannot wait. I hope they do it, but I would honestly buy a PS4 if it was only coming out on PS4 to play that game in HD.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. I love that game.
True or false, Steve, I have played Final Fantasy VII.
I think you've played a tiny little bit of it, but you've never like played it.
Never played it, no.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, yeah. So I've always heard it's a great game, but just never really had the chance to play it, really.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. So
good.
It is, without a doubt, in my top five games of all time.
Wow.
No doubt about it.
Wow. That's high praise.
It is.
Coming from Mr. Steve.
That is my official title.
Steven Bungalow Juniper Berry.
That's me. So number one, no doubt, Final Fantasy VII.
Well, my number one is, of course, David Fincher's VII. But I'm going to throw in an honorable mention. I'm going to throw in Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
That's, I assume, the seventh in the series.
It is. So the Nightmare on Elm Street series, the first one and the third one are really good. I stand by those. The other ones, take them or leave them. Freddy turns into a huge joker, and he just gets ridiculous by the sixth one. The seventh one, they made it really meta, and I don't think they rebooted it. But for those of you who don't know, the seventh one, New Nightmare, has a lot of the first movie's cast in it. But they play themselves as actors who were in the first Nightmare on Elm Street movie. So when Freddy Krueger shows up in their real lives, then shit starts getting crazy. It was really cool. It's really meta. I had never seen anything like that at the time. It's a really inventive and creative plot. And a lot of fun scares. And Freddy made his triumphant return into being a scary guy, a scary villain. I highly recommend it if you ever want to sit and have a movie, a Nightmare on Elm Street marathon. Number one.
Nope.
Number three. Maybe one of the other, one of the future ones, just to like, just to get the Freddy as Joker in your mind. And then Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
Isn't that the one where he's kind of like, they reform his face a little bit? Like, isn't he like burned or like scarier looking in the New Nightmare?
Yeah, if I remember right, like he had red and yellow, I mean not like bright red and yellow, yeah. But like he had red and yellow burns on his face for the first six. Then like he was just all brown and like papery looking.
Yeah.
He was super freaky, dude.
Because I've actually never seen any of those movies.
Whoa, what?
I know. Because I'm not a horror movie, dude.
Well, you should be.
I know. I want to watch the first one. I really do want to watch the first one because I know that's a classic.
Yeah.
But I do remember the advertisements for New Nightmare when it came out. Because I knew for years that Freddy was just like, it's this joke now sort of deal. But then they showed him kind of like standing in this fire, slowly turning. I was like, oh, this is different.
Yeah.
This is a different thing.
Oh, yeah. Super freaky.
Okay. Just for the record, I want to go through some other sevens that I had thought of that could not qualify. Actually, this one would qualify, but I'm not putting it on my list. This is just for my mom. I'm putting on, this would be an honorable mention, would be Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Sure, sure.
Do you remember? Old, old, old musical. And it's just something I remember watching with my mom as a kid, and It's kind of like Oklahoma-ish in that way, like really old musical. Mm-hmm. It's not in the top five, but it's on there. The Office Season 7, it's the last one for Michael Scott. The game Killer 7, supposed to be real good, never played it. 7-Eleven, the convenience store. There's an old, old, old computer game called The Seventh Guest.
Okay.
That I remember seeing it like at Best Buy as a kid. Never played it, so I can't put it on there.
Sure.
And also the old classic game, Heads Up 7-Up.
Well, I, of course, really wanted to put on the seven seasons of Buffy.
Of course.
But Steven has
banned
said,
you.
Banned me from ever using anything Joss Whedon. I'm surprised Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. slipped by you, but that's okay. That's not technically Joss Whedon. He doesn't have a lot to do with it, so. But anyway. So yes, my top five in review were, my number five was the seven seasons of The Shield. My number four was the Greendale Seven. My number three was the cast of season two's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I had two S.H.I.E.L.D.s in there. Odd. My number two was the cast of Kung Fu Panda, the main cast.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And my number one was seven. Honorable mention, New Nightmare.
My number five is the song Threes and Sevens from both Rock Band and Guitar Hero by Queens of the Stone Age. And my number four was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part One, the film, which obviously Wes has not seen because he's a big idiot.
I'm sorry, Steve, I can't hear you.
Nothing.
Okay.
Number three was The Seven Goonies. And I know some of you are going to say the Goonies don't start out as seven. And I think they only started with like four or five. But you know what? By the end, they're all Goonies. It's seven. Number two is the movie Seven. Number one is Final Fantasy Seven.
All right. Guys, thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to leave your top five sevens, you can leave a comment here on oneofus.net. You can leave a comment over at on fiveplay.net. You can email us at fiveplaynet@gmail.com. Steve, what am I forgetting?
I think there's one thing you're forgetting. I didn't put it on my list because I didn't know if this one is cheaty or not. Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, Black Widow, Hawkeye,
Captain America,
Nick Fury.
Yeah, I thought about that.
I thought about it too.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like Nick Fury.
He does.
Yeah, he's toeing the line.
Yeah,
he's right there.
He wasn't in the big battle in New York, so I didn't include it.
I feel like he's kind of the leader of the Avengers.
Sure,
the coordinator, if you will.
Sure,
supervisor.
He's Charlie.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And the rest of them are his angels.
That's right.
So I really wanted to put the Avengers on there,
mm-hmm.
the film Avengers. But I feel like they're six. I feel like they're not seven. So when you guys do write in, because I'm really, really excited to see what your guys' sevens are that we forgot, that we overlooked. Because mm-hmm. this one is tough. Mm-hmm. This one really makes you think. So I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. But I think we're going to go ahead and say Avengers, film-wise, out.
You know, speaking of Avengers, a couple people wrote in. They wanted us to talk about the Avengers Age of Ultron trailer. But we couldn't because... See, you don't watch trailers.
I don't watch trailers. But you know what? I will.
Really?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Okay.
If it has been a request from our listening, our adoring audience.
Our loving audience.
It is the least I can do to oblige them. So
to watch 2.5 minutes of a video?
I will. I will watch the trailer of Age of Ultron and we will discuss it.
I can't wait. I've seen it 3 times already and I'm not lying.
I actually turned the TV off the other day when the Interstellar preview came out because I don't want to watch it.
Interesting.
I want to watch the movie. I don't want to watch the preview.
All right, man. Well.
But anyway, thank you guys very much. Would love to hear from your top five sevens. You know what? Even if you've got one or two that you think we forgot, just throw them in there. We'd love to know. Like Kung Fu Panda. Would not have thought about it.
Yeah.
Would not have thought about it.
7 days in a week. Love it.
Great work. Great work, everybody. So Facebook and Twitter, they are right around the corner. They're coming up strong.
Yeah, coming in like 7 days, 7 weeks, seven months.
Seven timetables somehow.
Yeah. But as always, I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
That was five.
And we're out.